Finally, as you know, I just returned from the Central African Republic, where I had the chance to witness just how dire the situation is on the ground. And even as we discuss the situation in South Sudan and, of course, discuss Syria, I want to just say that the situation in Kar begs the world's attention. Terrible atrocities have occurred. Terrible atrocities are occurring. We met with one woman whose husband had been stabbed in front of her, his body then doused in gasoline and then set on fire in front of her very eyes. Part of what those who have survived violence of this nature are crying out for is justice. And one of the worries that we came away from the Central African Republic with was that those who are not seeing justice be done are increasingly tempted to take matters into their own hands, and that you're seeing a cycle of retribution and violence that is very, very alarming. But again, overwhelming consensus, overwhelming desire to move quickly, you know, very significant alarm on the part of council members by the accounts by Edmund and others of the possibility of imminent confrontations at UN bases where civilians are gathered. I mean, this was not a politicized or ideological or editorial meeting. This was a meeting where everybody was scratching their heads to see how can we, and rolling up their sleeves to see how can we help as quickly as possible. And we recognize that it's not, even when the Security Council has authorized this increase in troops and this intermission cooperation, the delivery on those sort of force realignments will not be immediate. And so that's, again, another reason for the urgency, both the gravity of the situation on the ground, the sense that worse could come, and the recognition that it's you know, going to take at least a few days to actually move resources. Well, there's no resolution yet. We're still negotiating it, and we actually got some I thought, very thoughtful comments from a number of delegations. So we'll need to incorporate them. Again, everyone's on the same page, so it's just about creating the best product possible, recognizing that we're eager to move this ASAP. One of the questions that is on the table is how quickly we would wish the Secretary General to report back to the Council. And I think one of the things that we're all in agreement of is both in terms of the ground situation and whether these redeployments themselves will provide this sufficient reinforcements in order to perform civilian protection, in order to ensure that UN peacekeepers themselves are also not isolated and vulnerable in the way that some of them have been,